So I'm nearly home now. I've been driving for the best part of the day. I left at 3 o'clock this morning, travelled down to Windsor, and then drove back, and the drive back's been a battle. The snow came in the end. On the drive to Windsor this morning, it was all about how we'd been expecting it, but it hadn't quite come yet, and is it going to come, and people were asking whether they should go to work or not, and the day was starting, and there was this anticipation, and then it came. It arrived around about 8 o'clock, just as I was getting to Slough, and it started to come down quite heavy, so we finished early, and I just literally got out of the car, had a walk around, got back in the car and drove back, and started heading back up to Liverpool. The whole way I've been listening to Five Live, who've given good coverage of the snow event, the weather event. And I've enjoyed their coverage today. M40 was horrendous. M6 has been great. M53, M56, they've both been clear. It's been quite, like I say, it's been an exciting, enjoyable drive, but glad to be getting back now. But one of the things that's also been on the radio today, other than the snow, was about Lance Armstrong, and how last night it was aired, his interview with Oprah Winfrey in the States, discussing his drugs scandal. And basically he's gone on there and he's come clean and he's admitted to it. So he's standing up there and he's explaining himself, but having listened to the excerpts that have been played, and I know that they've been edited and they may have been taken out of context, but he just sounds like an absolute, like he's in denial, like even now, even when he's been caught out, he's trying to explain it to make him look good, like he's his own, it's like a PR stunt that, brand Armstrong has damaged credibility. So he's going to go up there and try and present brand Armstrong as in its most positive light, rather than just go up there and say I did wrong, and it's his sort of lack of real scruples which really stands out, that he doesn't just say, I'm a cheat. Because he said that he did it to level the playing field. To level the playing field, he won. How's that a level playing field if he's taking drugs to win? To gain, to bring him back in line with everyone else. Well, he wasn't brought back into line with everyone else. He was brought into line and then some. Because obviously, he had the advantage by winning. I don't know, it's just the whole thing. From what I've heard, he's just, pardon my French, an arse. And he's saying about, that drugs are like in the same context as the air in the tyres and the water in his bottle. Well, you'll probably find that his water in his bottle's full of isotonics and salt, so it's not pure. So he's probably right, and I imagine he's probably putting helium in his tyres as well, so his tyres aren't pure. I don't know what they're doing to the tyres, but yeah, the whole thing was annoying. And I'm kind of pleased that it came to light now whilst he's still alive. When you think of the Jimmy Savile saga, and that's all happened after his life, after, it's nice that you can see him getting his comeuppance now, but even now he's trying to weasel his way out of it. But I was just angry. You feel angered by it all. But it did get me thinking about the future. I had like a little premise for a movie premise based on it all, that the Mark Kermode, or Kermode, or whatever his name is, the movie reviewer on Five Live, was talking about the genre of movie called found footage, which is like the Black Blair Witch type movie where the people die and then they find the footage and then you watch the horror unfold, and it got me thinking about like all this technology that we have these days now with GPS and tracking, and like I'm quite keen to track what I do. I'm quite keen to pull data together and see, you know, what I've been up to, because most of my life is quite passive. You know, I'm in the car now driving, and I'm not looking at the mileage thinking to myself, right, I've done 542 miles and counting. I just drive, and it's you enjoy it, and I don't really pay any attention. But I've got no way of saying how far I've driven today other than to maybe go and have a look on Google and see how far Windsor is and see how far it is back, because I never checked what my distance, you know, what it was on the clock when I left this morning, and I haven't paid any attention all day. But you can get, like, you know, apps that, you know, automatically track your distance, and, you know, I've been tracking my steps over the last year, and I'm really into that whole thing. And I saw this thing on Kickstarter about like a little camera that you can wear which does like life logging, where it takes photos and, you know, it captures events, and, you know, in some respects that's like totally useless, but at some point in the future it will become something which will have its value, will have its use, as, you know, as computers become more apt at recognition, and you can maybe search your history or your memory based on, like, I don't know, like, say you wanted to see Apple Mac, you type in a Google search and it'll search all the images of, like, you know, that have been captured over the year where you've been, you know, you've seen Apple Macs, and it'll recognise them in the photo. There'll be all sorts of weird, crazy technology that will come out over the next couple of years that will wow us and convince us that these little cameras that record, you know, things will be a good thing. And, you know, I see about these dashboard cams on cars, and I was thinking today, oh, it would have been nice to record my drive, because it's been quite an eventful, you know, exciting drive with the snow and everything. But, like, that's just for my own personal good. But what would happen if you had someone, you know, in the limelight who grew up with this technology, like the mobile generation, who, you know, did the whole social media thing, promoted themselves on the back of, like, what they did, you know, and you had, like, say Lance Armstrong, you know, with this tracking technology where it's capturing all this data, and he chooses what to share and what not to share, you know, and he'll only share the positive stuff. He won't share the drugs and the doping and all that part of his life. But if he's got this technology and it's passive and it's just recording everything as it happens, and I could see a scenario one day where this person would pass away and that information would be left, and, like, as a historical record of their life. Can you imagine the horrors where, if that had existed, if it was Jimmy Savile? Oh, it'd be horrendous. Imagine, like, it's like that would be a horror movie in itself. You know, the found footage of some evil person or some corrupt individual like Lance Armstrong, that would be a scandal that I can see happening in the future, when the forensics or electronic technologists, you know, the police come and they do their investigations and they find these records, digital records. Yeah, I can see, like, a digital forensic team being a feature in the future. That's my weird, crazy thoughts on the back of a very long, stressful day. Sorry if that's all incoherent and doesn't really make sense, but it's just all the events of the day sort of digested into one sort of crazy thought. And on that note, over and out.